We'd like to follow up now on a major story from last month. Dunkin' Donuts eliminated a staple of the American fast food diet when it stopped making that braided mass of fried dough known as the cruller. Crullers are twisted into shape by hand, but Dunkin' Donuts now makes its donuts by machine, and they have not developed a machine that can make a cruller yet. Sean Cole of member station WBUR has been gauging reaction to this change, and he sent our Saturday postcard from a Dunkin' Donuts in Medford, Massachusetts.
I'm here to see the general manager, Bernadette Pepe. She knows what I want to talk about, so she emerges from behind the counter with four flavors of a torpedo-shaped donut, simply known as the stick. It's the replacement for the cruller.
It's far superior than the cruller. You have a much better texture. Take a taste.
Okay. Now, I'm supposed to remain objective in these situations, so I'm not going to tell you what I thought of the...
Oh, man. That's nice.
Anyway, Bernadette says her customers haven't complained.
We got very positive feedback of texture and taste.
But it's not twisted anymore.
It doesn't need to be twisted. You have your quality, and as soon as people knew they were still dunkable, they were very happy.
I asked Bernadette if I can talk to some of her customers. Sure, she says, suggesting I talk to an elderly friend of hers who just walked in. So I sit down with Phyllis Shamimi, who tried one of the new donut sticks a couple months back.
Sure, but I didn't care for it at all. It was nothing like the cruller. I liked the cruller. It was nice and crispy, and the girl just said that they weren't making them anymore. And so that's that. I don't know. Are they going to make them again?
I don't think so.
Maybe I'll give it a try again.
The stick.
Yeah.
So much for nostalgia. At a nearby table, two big Italian guys are drinking coffee and talking about real estate. One of them says his name is Michelangelo, but I don't believe him.
I'm sure Dunkin' Donuts ain't going to close the doors without the cruller.
There are a couple people that are, like, really upset because they think it tastes different.
There are other donut shops.
This is Michelangelo's friend, Tony DiNapoli.
There are all the mom-and-pop donut shops. It's like if they're not here, they're someplace else.
I mean, a donut's a donut. It just depends on the shape, I guess. And
across the room, Shannon from Malden, Mass., is sitting down to a bagel with Dave, also from Malden. Neither gave their last names. Neither are huge donut fans either, though Shannon did indulge in the occasional cruller when she was a kid.
So are they replacing it with the stick?
Yeah.
Oh. See, I had a marble cruller, so it would be like chocolate and vanilla intertwined. And that was good. That was my favorite, but I never had it at Dunkin' Donuts.
Maybe we are upset about the cruller.
Bring back the cruller.
You see, people are destitute. They're so morose they're writing poems. Searching around online for cruller-related news, I found fully seven haikus devoted to the subject. One of them goes, "Your shape, time, were long. Cruller's tale comes full circle. The donut of life." For NPR News, I'm Sean Cole in Boston.